Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on February 16 regarding David Ramos, R-A-M-O-S. David Ramos is a 55-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on two occasions. Pretty states in 2019 he fell and injured his right wrist. Pretty was seen at Virtua Hospital emergency room afterwards. Period. He also reports injuring his right shoulder, hip, and elbow, and knee in a second accident. Period. He underwent one right shoulder surgery, and three right knee surgeries in total. Period. He's no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. According to his claim petition, Mr. Ramos alleged on 5/9/19 he slipped on a wet floor at work, causing injuries to his right shoulder, comma, right elbow, comma, right hip, comma, and right knee. Prior treatment records show he was seen at the emergency room that same day. Pretty reported pain in the right knee, shoulder, and hip. Pretty denied loss of consciousness. Pretty was ambulatory. Period. He had a history of atrial fibrillation and was hemodynamically stable. Pretty also had benign prostatic hyperplasia, comma, gastroesophageal reflux disease, comma, and prior knee surgery. Pretty underwent several x-rays that will be inserted here. Period. He was then treated and released in a knee immobilizer and shoulder sling and was prescribed medications. Period. New paragraph. On 5/10/19, he was seen at WorkNet relative to this event. Period. They diagnosed him with mild right knee, comma, right hip, comma, and right elbow sprain and contusion, as well as a right shoulder strain. Period. Medication adjustments were made. Period. He was issued a reusable gel ice pack for cryotherapy at home. Period. He was seen again on 5/16/19 and was advanced to full duty. Period. They wrote he would likely require another 1 week of treatment and or observation. Period. He did return on 5/22/19. And was referred for physical therapy. Period. Therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period. He saw WorkNet regularly through 6/27/19 when he related his right shoulder and elbow pain had resolved, but he still had some right hip discomfort and right knee pain, which radiated into his thigh towards his hip. Pretty then volunteered, having had a history of right knee injuries and previous surgery, resulting in a baseline level of pain. Period. On 7/8/19, they referred him for specialist consultation. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Ramos was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Barr, B-A-R-R, on 7/16/19. Period. At that juncture, he complained of pain in the right knee, comma, hip, comma, elbow, comma, and shoulder. Period. He had a prior work injury to the right knee for which he underwent arthroscopic surgery 3 to 5 years ago. Period. Afterwards, he would have pain in the right knee from time to time. Period. After evaluation, Dr. Barr diagnosed right shoulder contusion, comma, impingement syndrome to rule out rotator cuff tear, semicolon, right elbow contusion with possible lateral collateral ligament tearing, semicolon, right hip contusion, semicolon, and contusion and sprain of the right knee. Beta corticosteroid injection was administered to an unspecified body part. Dr. Barr referred him for additional diagnostic testing. Period. New paragraph. MRI of the right shoulder was done on 7/20/19 to be inserted. Period. The same day, he had an MRI of the right elbow to be inserted. Period. He followed up with Dr. Barr afterwards. Period. On 9/5/19, he remained symptomatic and was referred for MRI studies of the right knee and hip. Period. The petitioner declined a corticosteroid injection to the shoulder and did not want any more injections. Period. He saw Dr. Barr again on 10/3/19. Period. He noted MRI of the knee showed signal in the medial meniscus, but there was no definite tear. Period. There was chondromalacia patella, comma osteochondritis of the medial femoral condyle. Period. MRI of the right hip showed some fraying of the labrum, but no definite tear. Period. There were no signs of fracture or avascular necrosis. Period. A corticosteroid injection was administered to the knee. Period. He referred him for a similar injection to the right hip, but he was going to stay in aggressive therapy and continue working full duty. Period. His last visit with Dr. Barr on 10/31/19 requested approval for Supports injection. Period. He cleared the petitioner to return to work in a regular duty capacity according to a work status slip of 5/9/19, scratch that, of 11/14/19. Period. New paragraph. Additional records show that the petitioner was seen by Dr. Lipschultz on 6/4/20 with discomfort in the right shoulder and elbow. Period. He had not had therapy in the last week and was waiting for its approval. Period. He noted MRI of the shoulder was done on 7/20/19, revealing a partial articular surface tear of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus. Period. MRI of the He recommended resuming physical therapy. Period. Mr. Ramos was having issues with anxiety attacks that appeared to be related to informing his employers that he has work restrictions. Period. Although he did not injure his knee in this claim, he did injure it before and still had issues in the knee. Period. On 9/9/20, Dr. Lipschultz performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. EMG was done by Dr. Gallagher on 1/18/21 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Lipschultz reviewed these results with him on 2/16/21. Period. He stated it revealed mild to moderate right carpal tunnel syndrome and mild to moderate right C7 radiculopathy. Period. He felt the carpal tunnel was traumatically related, but there was not a clear-cut injury to his neck. Period. Nevertheless, he had undergone a cervical spine MRI on 1/28/21 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Lipschultz also acknowledged these results. Period. He continued to see Dr. Lipschultz via telemedicine, and in-office visits. Appeared on 3/23/21. He was out of the hospital after experiencing COVID-19 infection, but he was going to follow up with the pulmonologist. Period, he restarted his physical therapy. Period, he had multiple cervical disc herniations and documented right C7 radiculopathy. Period. Medication adjustments were made on the subsequent visit. Period on 5/4/21. Dr. Lipschultz wrote he did not have an injury to the cervical spine. Period, he did not relate the diagnosis of cervical disc herniation and cervical radiculopathy to his injury. Period, he advised treatment under his primary health insurance. Period, relative to his occupational health injury, he was at maximum medical improvement and was going to be placed on permanent restrictions. Period. New paragraph. And you can put these next few notes back where they belong chronologically. On 4/21/20, the petitioner was seen again at WorkNet. Period, he stated he slipped and fell on the wet floor, injuring his right elbow, right hand, right shoulder, and right wrist. Period, he had a prior injury to the shoulder in 2019, as well as injuries to his right knee and right hip. Period, he had a herniorrhaphy in the past, and 3 right knee surgeries. Period, he also had a history of left wrist surgery 10 years ago. Period. Other medical problems included hypertension, prostate enlargement, reflux, and chronic neck spasm. Period. And that last phrase you can underline. No x-rays were done on this visit, but he was diagnosed with right shoulder rotator cuff sprain, right elbow contusion, right wrist strain, abrasions of the right hand, hypertension, and reflux. But he was started on cryotherapy and Motrin. Period. He followed up through 4/28/20. Period. He was again referred to an orthopedist. Period. This was when he saw Dr. Lipschultz. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Ramos underwent psychiatric evaluation by Dr. Scosta, S-C-A-S-T-A, on 9/25/20. Period. He diagnosed adjustment disorder with anxiety that appeared to be due to anxiety about his physical limitations affecting how he is perceived at work. Period. He recommended a modicum of psychotherapy, but his condition was not severe enough to require antidepressant or anxiolytic medications. Period, he recommended 6 sessions of psychotherapy to work through his angst and to develop outlooks which will enable him to work within his physical limitations. Period. He also recommended referral to a dietitian to work on weight loss since his morbid obesity is adversely affecting his orthopedic status. Period. The obesity was not work-related. Period. New paragraph. He also underwent psychotherapy treatment from 3/25/21 through 6/3/21. This was for ongoing anxiety. Period. He made improvement, and as of 6/3/21, reported continued anxiety and stress about his vocational future. Period. He felt he had to apply for Social Security disability and felt badly about not being able to work at that time. Period. Physical examination. Extremities upper inspection revealed he held his right arm in a protected position near his chest. Appear there were healed portal scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Right shoulder motion was guarded to 10 degrees of adduction and abduction with 20 degrees of flexion and 15 degrees of extension. Period internal and external rotation were full. Period combined active extension with internal rotation was to the hip level. Period motion of the left shoulder was full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Manual muscle testing yielded 4 to 4 minus strength throughout the right upper extremity, but was 5/5 on the left. He was unable to participate in provocative maneuvers about the right shoulder due to his guarding and subjective complaints. Period, hands, wrists, elbows, normal, extremities lower. Inspection revealed venous stasis changes on the left leg. Period. There were faint healed scars about the right knee. Period, right hip motion was guarded to 20 degrees of internal and external rotation with discomfort. Period, motion of the right knee was from 10 to 40 degrees when supine in a guarded fashion. Period, motion of the left knee and hip as well as both ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period, manual muscle testing was 4/5 for resisted quadriceps strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period, was tender to palpation on the right prepatella region, but there was none on the left. Modified provocative maneuvers at the knees were negative. And underlying this, when he stood, he was able to demonstrate full flexion of the right knee. Spine cervical. Active flexion was to 20 degrees, comma, extension 30 degrees, comma. Side bending right 5 degrees and left 0 degrees, comma. Rotation right 35 degrees and left 30 degrees. Pretty was tender at the right trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. Thoracic, he was tender overlying the right upper medial scapula, but there was none on the left. Paired lumbosacral, he ambulated with an exaggerated limp on the right without using a handheld assistive device. Paired, he was able to stand on his left heels and toes, but not the right. Paired, he changed position slowly and was able to squat to 25 degrees and rise. Paired, he sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed at 45 degrees. Paired, right side bending was to 20 degrees. Paired, left side bending as well as extension and bilateral rotation were full. Paired, he was tender at the right iliac crest and sacroiliac joint, but not the left. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions, David Ramos alleges to have been injured at work on both 5/9/19 and 4/21/20. Period, on both occasions he slipped and fell. Period, after the first, he underwent extensive diagnostic testing and treatment. Period. He was able to return to work in a full-duty capacity. Period, after the second event, he had additional evaluation and treatment, including surgery on the shoulder to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Ramos found him to be extremely obese with deconditioned musculature. Period, he had guarded range of motion about the right shoulder. period, he was unable to tolerate provocative maneuvers about the right shoulder. It appeared he had variable mobility about the right knee and hip. Period, provocative maneuvers at the knees were negative when done in a modified fashion. Period, he presented with an exaggerated limp on the right, but did not use a handheld assist device for ambulation. Period, he had variable mobility about the cervical and lumbar spines. Period, provocative maneuvers in these regions were negative for significant clinical disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period, new paragraph. There is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right shoulder. Period, there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to his cervical spine, comma, hip, comma, knee, comma, or elbow. Period, new paragraph. You have informed me the petitioner had a related claim petition filed against Simmons Pet Food for an injury to his right knee and foot on 1/9/14. Period, that claim settled via an order approving settlement for 45% of the right leg, with a credit of 30% for chondral injury to the petitioner's right leg, status post arthroscopy and chondroplasty times 4, along with multiple injections. Period, he had two surgeries prior to the injury on 1/9/14. And two surgeries after the injury on 1/9/14. Period, although you advised that a copy of the order approving settlement was enclosed, it was not received. Period, and that is the end.